I'm here with Maya and Callie from Eliza and the Bear. How are you guys doing?
Feeling good. Yeah, we've just literally just got to the festival, so we're buzzing. This is our third time. This festival's been, it seems like we've slowly progressed. Like, we started on the second stage, didn't we, with James Bay, didn't we? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And then, we're going to play the main stage this year, so that's going to be good.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
I just want to start off by saying just thank you for writing one of the best debuts this year.
Oh, thank you very much,
it's
man.
Just
thank
amazing.
You. Cheers.
And also, Friends is like one of our anthems on the stage. You just cannot get enough of it. It's just...
Oh, brilliant.
It's awesome, man. Solid 4 out of 10 song, I would say.
I'd go 3.5.
it's maybe slightly above average, which is always what we strive to achieve.
Well, it's working, so yeah, you've just got here, you're like in the middle of touring at the moment.
We've just finished our touring actually, and this is our start of our festival season, so just a lot of weekends driving to long places,
random places in different countries.
Yeah.
always the best shows at festivals. See, everyone's just here to just have fun, like there's no it's zero pressure for us. It's
exactly,
like we go on and play terribly and people still seem to enjoy themselves, which is a bonus for me because I can barely play my
just about to get away.
The one time a year that's acceptable to be an issue, so
because you're coming to Victorious in Portsmouth.
Here we are
at the end of end of August.
We are, yeah,
because we're going to be there for that as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To be honest, we've not heard of that before.
No, because we just got our schedule through, didn't we? Yeah. I'm
excited for it.
It's a fairly new festival. It's been going for about 4 or 5 years now, I think.
Five years now.
But it's progressed from a few thousand to now it's 40,000 a day, I think.
Oh, wow.
It's, yeah.
Is that Dizzy Rascal or something, I think?
He was a couple of years ago. You're on the Saturday, aren't you?
I think. Yeah, if you say so.
Which is with Manic Street Preachers, I think.
Oh, awesome.
And Annie Mack.
Oh, sick. Yeah, I do remember that.
We're looking forward to that as well, yeah.
Awesome.
Because that was going to be the first time of us seeing you live, then they're like, oh, you're playing Barn of Fub. Thank you very much. We're getting there.
Oh, nice. Oh, awesome. Yeah. Oh, are you going to be able to catch a set later?
Yeah, I'll definitely.
Oh, sick. Oh, it's your first time seeing us today?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sick, man.
I'll try to be not.
Yeah. Not like Cali nervous now.
Yeah.
I am now just going to be staring at you. I'm going to be on the front row.
That's what he does.
Eye to eye.
It's just like, there's often during a show, he'll look over and like actually mouth the words, what are you? This has happened on numerous occasions. Our sound engineer has to cut me out the front of house. It's just an absolute diabolical scene.
Shambles
would be the word. You've summed it up in one there, Mark.
See, that's not aiming for above average. That's just a little bit above average.
Just aiming just not to get booed, I think, is what I want from today.
Well, I'm pretty sure that could happen.
Yeah,
I'll get away with it.
If I don't get bottled, it's a bonus. I mean, you've got to go somewhere to get bottled at a folk festival. You have to really annoy someone for that to happen, to let go of their craft beer towards your head.
Yeah, I don't think bottling happens as much now.
No, let's bring it back.
For
Eliza and the Bear.
Bearded chaps getting very.
That's your new like tagline, Eliza the Bear, wanting to be bottled.
Yeah, yeah. Bottle us, please.
Probably that's don't you actually want it to happen?
No,
we'll put that out there for legal reasons. Please do not bottle us.
Hi, we're Eliza and the Bear, and you're listening to Simon Wilson on Voice FM.
So we've got the album, we got festival season.
Yeah.
Have we got any more plans past that? Are we even...
Well, we got the new, like, so we wrote a song for a movie called Kids in Love. We were really pleased to be asked for that. And so that's... I think the trailer's out for that now, is it, Mark?
Yeah, just...
So I think that's going to be a single at some stage. And then...
Well, we've written, like... Because, obviously, it took quite a while to get the album out.
Yeah.
So in that sort of 7 or 8 months, I think we wrote, like, 30, 40 tracks.
And at least 4 are all right.
Yeah. And basically... We're just looking at them and going, okay, like, there's some really cool tracks there, but focusing on really just doing the bits for album one, and then when it comes around to it, we've got the material for album two. I think that's what we've always found most fun in this band, writing music, so we just never stop
getting
and
at it. And it's weird for us because we're so bored of album one already because we've just been playing for years and years.
Yeah.
But then people that have only picked up the record, it's new to them, so we have to... We'll do like, I think there'll definitely be a tour like in October.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Which will be fine.
Yeah. They might have to do a few new tracks there.
Yeah.
Just for our sanity, so we're not playing the same songs over and over again.
We want to do a ballad. Yeah, with like a key change so we can, like, do you know, like, when
stand up at the end.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's copyrighted by them.
Maybe.
You might have to pay Louis Walsh.
Yeah. Maybe. It might be worth the price. We'll do that. Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, cool, ballads.
I was going to say, because Lou saw you guys with Paramore, and that was a fair few years ago now.
Oh, we were
Birmingham. Oh, yeah.
It was fun.
that was just so surreal for us.
That was just mental. We had no right to be on that tour. Yeah. I know, it was an embarrassment falling by. It was like when we were told, it was like, you know, you're joking. We turned up at the first day, and like that one night in Manchester, we played in front of more people than we'd ever, like, ever played in front of in our entire life, times three.
We just got chucked in at the deep end, didn't we?
Ah.
But I think that's where we, like, learned how to play live.
Hayley Williams was such a good front
man. Yeah, we taught us a lot that tour.
Right, well, thank you very much, guys. It's been awesome. Really looking forward to it for the first time, and I'm going to be staring at you right in the eyes. Yeah, I'll be.
I reckon if there's, like, I'd say 20 is my average. 20 with a couple of howlers.
Yeah. So 20 where we haven't played a show for like a week.
I'm concerned about lighting up. I'm not going to lie to you, man. The middle eight, I don't know.
In South End, make sure you practice it. Cause
we'll do that.
I've got you coming on monitor and I'm not looking forward to it. And I'm washing around.
I know, and it's just me at that point as well, so it could be embarrassing.
Spotlight's on you.
Awesome. Man, thank you very much.